This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
I teach small children, I cook and I sew. That's how I serve. And doing the Torah service and leading prayers and things, that's not my job. That's his.
52-year-old Bonnie Gordon is at Temple Beth Israel this chilly Saturday morning for a class to study the weekly prayers. Earlier in the morning, the rabbi also led a Torah study class. That's like Bible study. Two men and three women sat hunched over red leather-bound books.
So I wanted to leave us all with the thought of, I guess, the power of children in a way.
And women.
And women. Well said. And
now, when I said rabbi, did you picture a man's face, a man with a beard, side curls, and a skull cap?
The face of Judaism is no longer only a man. It's no longer just a man with a hat and payas or a man with a kippah, it's a woman, and sometimes it's a woman with a kippah or a yarmulke.
Altoona's current rabbi is a petite young woman with long brown hair, wearing a pink turtleneck sweater.
And I'm student Rabbi Helene Shelhavit. I'm 26 years old, and I'm loving my time here.
Shelhavit is in her fourth year at Hebrew Union College in New York City. As a young girl, her role model was her congregation's cantor or musical leader.
She had an incredible impact on me, seeing a woman up there, seeing a woman leading prayer, and having a woman to talk to as a clergy role model was a fantastic experience.
Women's experiences at Beth Israel reflect in microcosm women in Reform Judaism in 20th century America.
The Reform movement, from its very inception in the early 19th century, stressed the religious equality of the sexes. The women were the equal of the men.
I reached Rabbi Nathan Kaber by phone at his home in New Jersey. He's 94, and he led Temple Beth Israel from 1947 to 1978, so he's got a pretty good perspective on Reform Judaism in the 20th century. He notes a key innovation of Reform Judaism was the family pew.
Men, women, and children worshiping together.
In many Orthodox synagogues and conservative synagogues early in the century, men and women sat in separate areas with the women behind a screen.
I was thrown out because no women, and I was a child.
Lifelong Beth Israel member Shirley Pector is 87 and a half now, petite and vivacious. On a recent weekday morning, sitting with her friend Sissy Cadane in the temple social hall, she recalled being escorted from the men's section in her grandfather's conservative synagogue. Here at Beth Israel, women were always, in theory, equal to men. Sissy Cadane doesn't remember it exactly that way.
I don't think that women took much of a role. They were members of the congregation, but they worked in the kitchen.
Joseph Silverman, 74, another lifetime congregant and member of the Torah study class, says, through the years, men's and women's roles have matched the conventions of society.
The board makes policy at some level, and the sisterhood does the actual work. They arrange the dinners and the receptions and all that.
Shirley Pector says, as society changed, so did the temple.
In the 60s, some women were on the pulpit, never in any, I mean, maybe to open the ark or say the prayer over the candles, but not for any other reason. But at the end of the 60s, women sort of came into their own.
Reform Judaism ordained its very first woman rabbi, Sally Priceand, in 1972. Temple Beth Israel helped break a little ground for women in Reform Judaism before that. In 1970, Shirley Pector became Beth Israel's first woman president.
When I went to my first meeting in New York, I was the sixth one in the United States, so it was a whole new movement.
I asked Shirley, when she became president, were there people in the congregation who didn't want women to have more of a role? You're smiling. Shirley made me turn the recorder off at this point. Let's just say it wasn't perfectly smooth sailing, but Shirley is a natural leader. Now, even Bonnie Gordon, who's into cooking and sewing, is reconsidering women's role in Reform Judaism.
A little bit. I see, again, role models who are up there saying, yes, we're in control. And so slowly, through the people I'm associating with, I'm becoming a little more liberal with it.
Meanwhile, Rabbi Shelhavit reports last week's Torah class researched equal rights for men. They discovered men could light the Sabbath candles, usually the woman's job.
there's no legal reason as to why a man can't do it. So if we have a night here where there are only 10 men present, let's say, the candles don't have to go unlit. A man could light them.
This is Cynthia Berger, WPSU.